Now, well, we've been talking about it all week and mentioning it this morning that they were going to be in, and they have arrived. And they look sort of bleary-eyed from all the numbers they've been having to count. But joining us here to talk about the art prize from Tawas Village, Teresa Rice and Bonnie Hartley. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
We're glad to be here.
Yeah. Boy, it sounds like it was another successful art prize.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We had...
Yeah, no, see, look at already. That's what happens when you're up late at night.
We were counting votes.
Yes, yeah, that's what I mean.
Quite a while.
So we had about 540 people that came in the community, more than last year.
Yeah, over the 4 days. It started Sunday, right, and then it ended yesterday. Folks could come in, vote for their favorites, and they could come in and vote every day, right?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yes, and we had wonderful snacks for them.
Okay, yeah, who provided those snacks?
Those snacks were provided by Quota Club, by Kleino's Market, by Compassus, and by Heartland. And we had a lot of food. It was really, really good.
Oh, excellent. And of course, the folks who came in to vote got to see what Tawas Village was all about. And even the residents there kind of get to be a part of that.
Oh,
don't they
did. Yeah. They voted. They really enjoyed it.
Boy, you betcha. So now we're going to announce the winners in a second. But how many entries did you have this year?
We had 103.
Excellent. All right. Yes.
And we would like to also mention that if everybody could come and see who the winners are, if everybody would please just leave their artwork up and they can pick them up sometime tomorrow and on.
All right. And everybody's welcome to come on out and see it today. All the artwork will still be out there for people to take a look at.
Right.
All right. And yes, Bonnie?
We did have some very close contests going on because we went over some of the votes because it was that close.
Wow.
We had that quality of art exhibited by, especially in our student area.
Okay.
It was really close, so we wanted to make sure that we were right on the numbers.
Right.
And we wish we could give prizes to everyone.
There you go. And you had to make sure that the Russians weren't hacking your votes at all, right?
Gotcha.
That's right. Had to make sure they weren't doing that either. But let's get to it. Let's find out who the winners are. Where are we going to start?
We are going to start from 6 and under. For 3D, we have Lakin Buchanan.
All right.
For painting, we have... at 6 and under, Mackenzie Valbush.
All right.
We didn't have any photography.
Really?
Wow. No.
As easy as it is to take a picture, you think somebody would have put one in. Yeah. Yes, Bonnie?
We are hoping that next year that we will have a lot of 6 and under photography there, and we're sure that parents are going to help them do that, and that would be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people asked about it.
I would imagine so, yeah, because that's what they want to come see. Those creative young kids, for sure. All right, so those are the 6 and under winners. Now, next age group.
Next age group is 7 to 12. 3D, we have David Erickson. Photography, we have Cabela Hewitt. Painting, we have Elizabeth Handy.
All right, some very talented artists there in the 7 to 12 age group, right?
Absolutely.
All right, next was what?
13 to 18.
Okay.
Photography, we have Emily Vanderveen. 3D, we have Doug Ferguson. Painting, we have Scott Madrigal Silver.
Silver?
Yes.
Okay. What does that mean? Scott Madrigal Silver. That must have been the name of his work. Oh, Silver. Like maybe, I owe Silver, yes.
In the 13 to 18 category, we really watch the votes.
Okay.
Because we'd like to say... they were really close and in more than one area. So we really watched it.
It was very awesome.
Very good. All right. Now to the big kids.
Yes. Now the adults. For 3D, we have Timothy Cotter. Photography, we have Stacy Franklin. Painting, we have Rob Pelton.
All right. Very good. Congratulations to them. And then the big prize, right?
The best of show.
Yeah.
And that's Esther Miley.
Oh, okay.
For her painting.
For her painting.
Yes.
So congratulations to all of our winners. Again, it sounds like it was a huge success again this year.
It was great.
All right. And of course, we'll look forward to doing it again with you guys next year.
Absolutely.
And let's not forget the other big winners were the backpack program.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank our community for donating to the backpack program.
Yeah.
Because as we know, this provides additional food for the students that need it over the weekend. And it's through our whole community coming together
yes.
to do this,
right.
that where it's able to be done at the schools, and it's so important.
That's right. And the community would like to thank you guys. As you mentioned, late night last night, counting votes and putting this all together. You guys are, at Taos Village, very community-minded. Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And we'd like to say a big thank you to Retirement Living, the owners of Taos Village.
Okay.
It's through them that we're able to have this art prize.
Yes. Yeah.
And it is really big to see when the people are coming in, when they're trying to decide who to vote for, to watch the little tiny ones point at a picture and say, I did that.
Boy, that is what it's all about.
And they
right?
love to vote.
Yeah. Very good. So now all the artwork's going to be up there through the course of the day today, right?
Yes.
All right. But then all artists get to come pick up their stuff tomorrow.
Right. And they can pick up their money also.
There you go. Yeah. That's the important part. They win prize money.
And we'd like to mention, if somebody can't come in tomorrow, they can come in the next Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you know, in the next few days and get their artwork. And we also want to give thanks to the City of East Taos for letting us use the lattice board that all of the art is displayed on, and to Print and Go.
All right. So congratulations. Thank you to all the sponsors who made this thing, as always, a big success. And we'll look forward to the 7th annual next year, won't we?
Yes, we will.
That's right.
And we yesterday had one of the high school students show us in his phone two of the paintings that he is trying to decide which he's going to enter for next year.
Wow. So, hey, that's great.
It can be something that's been done before.
Sure.
Yes.
All right. Well, again, Bonnie Hartley, Teresa Rice from Taos Village, a pleasure having you guys in. Thanks for announcing all the winners. Congratulations to all of them. And congratulations on another successful art prize this
year. Thank you. You're welcome.